Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
People, there is only one way to salvation, and that is through Jesus Christ. There's no diversity. There's no let's all live together and exchange saviors. No, there is only one. And if you've been reborn, you know exactly what I mean. There is only one, and his name is the Lord Jesus Christ, and he is the manifestation of the Word of God, who is God, and was always with the Father and the Holy Spirit in heaven. And when you meet Jesus Christ, you know it's true, because the gift of a reborn heart comes from above. It isn't manufactured from somebody's teaching. It isn't given to you from your parents. It isn't given to you from society. No, it comes from above. That's why I know it's real. Otherwise, my rational mind would just say, whatever culture you're born in, that's your religion. And of course you're a Muslim, or of course you're a Christian, or of course you're a Hindu, because your mom and your dad were, and everybody in your neighborhood was. Makes perfect sense. Until you've tasted the Holy Ghost, tasted the Holy Spirit, and you realize now, no, wait a minute, this is a lot different. Matter of fact, I thought I was a Christian. I wasn't. I was an idol worshiper. I was a heathen under a Christian flag, but no power, nothing, nothing. A true Jew is one who is circumcised in the heart, and that's what we are as Christian. True Jews that are circumcised in the heart. This isn't the flesh. This is the heart. Galatians 4, verse 3. Even so, when we were children, we were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. The word redeem means to buy back. We were under the law, gang, and could not escape it. We were under sin and could not escape it. Heaven is a place for only perfect individuals, and none of us are perfect. And that's why the cross is the ultimate sign of love, where God the Father put his word in a human body, but yet still conceived of the Holy Ghost. So not born of a man, you could say, not born of a physical man, but conceived of the Holy Ghost, but yet still born through a woman. So we went through everything you and I did, but it was the perfect sacrifice directly from God, who went through every temptation, every trial that you and I do, you and I go through. And it says to redeem them that were under the law, that was us, to buy us back, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. This is how we know there is only one way. This is how we know there's no diversity when it comes to the salvation of your soul. This is how we know, because in our hearts, we have the Spirit of Jesus in us yelling, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ, through the Lord Jesus Christ, through what he did at the cross by forgiving our sins, by being a sacrifice. There was a bullet coming for you and I. We were tied to the railroad tracks, and a train was coming. And Jesus came and untied us. Jesus took the bullet. Jesus did everything for us at the cross by taking on your sins and my sins, and anybody in the world who wants to have their sins taken away could come before the Lord Jesus Christ and say, Lord, I believe it. I believe you died to set me free from the demonic strongholds of this life. And you are the captain of my salvation. And I was held captive. But now by my belief in you and what you did at the cross for me, I could be set free. Howbeit then, when you knew God, you did service unto them which by nature are no gods. So you could still know there's a God, but he's not in your heart. So you're servicing these gods that are basically demons before you come to know the Lord. And it doesn't matter what religion it is. It doesn't matter. There's only one way. That's why we're told to test the spirits if Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, which he did. The Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. He walked the planet. Howbeit then, when ye knew not God, you did service unto them which by nature are no gods. But now, after you have known God, or rather are known of God, how turn you again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto you desire again to be held in bondage? Paul's preaching here, and he's upset. He's saying, why do you want to go back to the world? And part of the world was the rituals and the traditions of those days. Because he goes on to say in verse 10, you observe days and months and times and years. In other words, you might go to church and you might have all these saints and all these feast days and all these days. Those are elementary things that have nothing to do with your salvation. This is simplicity, gang. This is a one-way ticket to the Father, and it's through his Son, and that is it. You don't need the holy water. You don't need the candles. You don't need the rituals. You don't need anything. You're spiritually baptized by the Holy Ghost. You have communion with the bread of life, and you are one with Christ through what he did at the cross in your heart. You observe days and months and times and years. I am afraid of you, lest I have bestowed upon you my labor in vain. Paul has his head down saying, man, I hope I didn't come to this church in Galatia, lay my life on the line, preach to all these people, and now they're just all going to go back to the bondage of their rituals, bondage of their good works, bondage of what they think is right and what they think is wrong. Yes. Brethren, I beg you, be as I am, for I am as you are. You have not injured me at all. You know how through infirmities of the flesh, I preached the gospel unto you at the first. Paul's begging them. He's telling them, I had nothing to gain. All right, I had nothing to gain. I actually came to you in pain. It sounds like Paul's having some pain here. In my temptations, which was in my flesh, you despised not nor rejected, but received me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus. Because Paul was filled with the Holy Ghost, the people just wanted to hear what Paul had to say. They received him just like they would have Jesus Christ walked. Where is then the blessedness you spake of? For I bear you record that if it had been possible, you would have plucked out your own eyes and have given them to me. Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you truth? Something happened in this church, gang, and something can happen in your life. You could accept Christ. You could taste Christ. You could have the one-on-one relationship with Jesus. You could get the convictions. You could overcome sin. And little by little, you just become a servant to the rituals again. That way you can mix the flesh and you can mix the spirit. As long as I fulfill the rituals, I'm a good guy. As long as I go to church, as long as I take their communion, as long as I do their rituals, I am a good guy. And I've memorized my Bible verses. And Paul's saying here, why are you going back to that stuff? Why are you going back? It says you were once held bondage to this, and now you're set free, and now you're going back. And Paul's trying to warn them of this, and they don't want to hear it. He's becoming their enemy. They zealously affect you, but not well. Yes, they would exclude you that ye might affect them. But it is good to be zealously affected always in a good thing, and not only when I am present with you. My little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. I desire to be present with you now and to change my voice, for I stand in doubt of you. Tell me, you that desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? For it is written that Abram had two sons, the one by a bondmaid and the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born of the flesh, but he who was a free woman was born of promise. Which things are an allegory, for these are two covenants. Two covenants. Paul's telling him, listen, look about Abraham, our father. He had two wives. He had Ishmael born to the Egyptian, and he had Isaac born to Sarah. There's only one true son, and that was Isaac, all right? The flesh nature wants to mix. Abraham had to throw Agar out, had to throw Ishmael out. Sounds cruel, but it's an allegory. You can't mess with sin, gang. You can't be married to sin and be a child of promise. He's warning us about this. It says, for Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. For it is written, rejoice, thou barren that bearest not. Break forth and cry, thou that travailest not. For the desolate hath many more children than she which has a husband. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. But remember, faith was involved. Sarah was over 90 years old when she had that baby Isaac. 90 years old. But it was still the child of promise. Because when Sarah was young, that child was promised to Abraham. Now Abraham lost his faith for a little bit. He actually listened to his wife. She said, just go in Agar with the bond servant. I'm too old. You better not be listening to any voice, gang. Even those that are close to you, I don't care who they are. You better be getting on your knees, and you and I want to be children of the promise, right? The Lord is giving us eternal life through what he did at the cross. It's that simple. You and I going to hell. Jesus redeems us, buys us back by his precious blood at the cross. Died for our sins, set us free, gives us the ability to fight off devils, demons, unclean spirits, which are constantly whispering to us and trying to get us trapped in our own flesh nature. That's what it is, gang. That's what it is. Nevertheless, what says the scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. Gang, cast out your old nature. Cast it out. You might say, I wasn't that bad of a guy. Yes, you were, because you were doomed for hell, regardless of how good you were. Because without the blood, without what Christ did at the cross, there's no salvation. Your good works can't do it. No other religion could do it. It's the Lord Jesus Christ and what he did for us at the cross by dying for our sins and in fact then giving us the Holy Spirit and then the ability to fight the good fight of faith, which you didn't have before you were reborn. You didn't have it. You were led by your own fleshly lusts in whatever direction your feelings wanted to take you. And many times, the only righteousness you had was geared by, am I going to get caught or not? If I don't get caught, who cares what I do? That's the nature of man. But you can't escape it now with Jesus Christ. He sees everything you do. He knows all your thoughts. You can't escape. His eyes are forever on you, which is a good thing if you're one of his children. Because now you're in a different kingdom. You're in the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God bless you.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.